What is up, guys? So there is a service I have offered privately to clients a la carte that I've never offered publicly until just recently in the past few months, and that is my social media audit and strategy. Essentially, over the course of 5 weeks and 3 1-hour calls, I'm going to go ahead and take your social media, your organic social media, not your paid ads, but organic, and I'm going to take it from not generating you any money to making sure it is speaking to the niche audience you're going after. It is telling them exactly what it is you do, what problems you solve, and how you solve it. We're going to work on your copy, your creative, everything from your Google business listing and congruency between website and social. When you're done with me in the 5 weeks, your organic social media is going to be driving new prospects into your door. And then I'm going to show you how to efficiently set up 6 to 9 months of social media one time in about 3 hours. Schedule it all out, have it done for 6 to 9 months, and then rinse and repeat, update as needed. If you're interested, go to Instagram, shoot me a DM at WTF Gym Talk. Let me know you're interested in the social media audit and strategy service, and I'll send you more information. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and this is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. If you're not tracking every client's LOM, length of membership, and LCV, lifetime client value, then how the fuck do you know what you can afford to spend to acquire a client? Many of you guys are not paying for digital marketing. Many of you have written it off. You're like, oh, this sucks. I'm not doing it. It's a scam. Some of you are like, yeah, I don't believe in that, or I don't want to spend my money on that. Or some of you guys are like, fuck, I'd love to. I just can't, right? Those of you that have killed it on the ground game. Ground game meaning organic, meaning you have busted your ass to be hyper locally relevant in your market, and over the years you have a compounding return, meaning when you had 100 members, you know, you got 10% to them annually to refer somebody. When you had 200 members, then the 400 members, then the 600 members, and the gyms out there that have figured out how to organically grow, maybe they've paid for some traffic, they paid for digital ads, whatever it may be, but they've gotten now to a base membership level that they are able to feed themselves on the referrals. When you have 350 members, the amount of referral activity or even just brand awareness you have is staggering, staggering compared to the gym with 110 members. You know, I talk a ton about the organic marketing, and I'll have gyms, you know, pop on a call like, hey, I want to, you know, I think I want to pay you to teach me how to do this. And I look at it, and there are some that I just say, hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. Your organic game is important, but it's not going to do what you think it's going to do. Like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, you think it's going to, like, if you really bust your ass on organic, you're going to grow your membership base. It's going to generate the leads for you need. Like, yeah, I'm like, but it's not at 72 members where you're at currently. You if you have a few other factors, if you have something truly unique, you have proven to me, you can tell me with words, this is the problem we solve, and this is who we solve it for, and this is how we solve it, and in my head, I can conceptualize the marketing campaign for it, then okay, then yes, I do believe even at 75 members, we can make damage. But you come to me and you don't have those three things, you can't articulate them, and you have this fledgling, like, kind of like double-digit membership base, and no offense to anyone who has that, but you're not going to have the benefit of the compounding effect that organic creates. And the amount of organic you need to create to go from 75 to 175 members is significant. It's significant. And it, you know, it's not like, there's not like a number, oh, it's, you got to create 400 pieces of content. No one has that fucking information, right? But it's significant to the amount of scale, and generally, the average small business owner at 75 members or double digit membership can't afford to hire full-time staff, which means they're doing all the work, which means they can't afford to take the time to create the organic and do the B2B and get their ground game strong. And it's this vicious cycle. Honestly, at that level, that's where I would tell someone, I'm like, you probably honestly might be better off paying for marketing for right now and having someone else run your paid to drive in the revenue, because you're probably doing a great job servicing the 75, because it's only 75 fucking people, and you probably could continue doing a great job servicing up to 150. And then, but at that number, we'd,
you know, my recommendation is we would be going ahead and reallocating your revenue, investing it into HR, hiring a full-time person that'll go to war with you day after day, minimum of 36 hours a week type scenario, to then alleviate you from having to run that show. And then you can backfill the marketing efforts with a ground game and marketing, you know, organic stuff. But this whole, like, this idea that organic's all you need, and you point to some of these guys that have been around for a decade, I'll have people be like, well, what about this gym? They, like, you know, you use them, you talk about them in a podcast or whatever, and they say they don't pay for any marketing. Like, they've been around for 8.5 years. They have 295 fucking members. The owner is known everywhere. Like, it's a different scenario. You just started off in your membership base. You just haven't had that compounding interest of growth in your membership base. It's not feeding it. You know, your membership base isn't feeding itself enough because it's not large enough to generate brand awareness at scale and enough referrals at scale. And honestly, guys, when you think about it, if you're lucky, if in a year 10% of your members refer someone, fucking, I'll fucking blow you right now. 10%. You have 100 members, okay? And you get, on average, 10% of them to refer a new customer on some frequency, monthly, every 8 weeks, every 2 months, 12 weeks, 3 months, on something like that, fuck yeah. I mean, my God, that's fucking, like, that's incredible. That doesn't happen. You know, it's, honestly, you'll see those numbers annually. 100 members. How many members over the year actually referred someone? It might come out to 10% annually, meaning within the whole year, only 10 people actually brought you a referral. And again, it's not that you're doing a bad job, but it's just because you just don't have the membership base big enough to where that 10% moves the needle. So if you are sitting here and you're thinking about, okay, I'm going to grow my thing organically, you got to make sure you have the necessary pieces to this. Or again, it might be worth you thinking about investing in paid. And for everyone who just shits on paid, it's like, it doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't. Sure, it doesn't work. You've never bought anything online from anyone. I love when everyone says it doesn't work, yet they will also acknowledge that the national food grocery store chain and the small mom and pop t-shirt shop, you know, the Fuel Hunts of the world, you know, that advertise online, or, you know, whatever product you bought recently from an Instagram ad, they'll acknowledge those things, but then they'll say, yeah, but it doesn't work in the fitness industry. You're fucking full of it. It hasn't worked yet for you. You either tried on your own, which was fucking stupid because you don't know what you're doing. You hired a firm that underdelivered, or in many times, I think people hire a firm, they don't have well-managed expectations, and that could be on the part of the firm, and the sample size is too small. Like, I've had gym owners work with a firm for 3 months. Their total ad spend per month is less than $1,000. And I get it. There's probably a retainer on there of, you know, $500, $700, $1,000. So I know it's not a small investment. But then after that, after $3,000 in ad spend in 3 months, like, yeah, it just didn't work. Like, what would it have taken for it to work? Like, what numbers are you comparing this to? And again, you know, then you go and look at the sales percentage. You're only closing, you know, 40% of the customers that come in the door, or prospects that come in the door. But like, eh, that's on you, homie. That's on you. So it's, again, there's multiple equations here, but if you're someone who's like, yeah, I think I really want to get my organic thing going, good, do it. But I just want you to manage the expectations accordingly. Some gyms, with their particular circumstances, if they really are in need of growth, it's grow or die. Like, Stu, I'm running out of cash. If I don't fucking turn this thing around in the next 18 months, I'm shutting the doors. Well, you might as well go down swinging. But you might be in one of those scenarios where organic is not going to be the best use. It's just not going to punch hard enough. Remember, organic is generally better for brand awareness. And brand awareness at scale creates leads. Leads, hopefully through a good lead nurture process and CRM game, is going to create prospects. Prospects, when you have a great sales workflow, create customers. These are all independent sections of the funnel, but the very top of it, the leads. Many of you guys are just not big enough yet to where you're creating that compounding effect on you. And it's true. Like, you see gyms that have gotten to the scale of, you know, I'll call it, you know, let's say 250 at a bare minimum. They're able to feed themselves because they've got that compounding effect, right? 10% of the members annually refer someone. That's 25 memberships a year, right? That's two additional sales per month on top of what they're going to do organically. Or what then they're going to do paid. It's got to all come in. Like, there are very few gyms out there that you want to be, that you've heard the stories of, or you've seen them on a podcast or whatever it is, that are not playing with some form of all three. There are very few businesses out there that are not playing with some form of all three. So just a quick little note, because I feel like for whatever reason, recently, I began a lot of people, man, I really want to, you know, can we talk about organic? And I've had to tell some people, I mean, yeah, I'm probably not going to recommend that for you. Well, why not? Well, you know, in the intake form, you're telling me you're coaching four classes a day, Monday through Friday. So that's 20 hours on the floor. And we all know there's at least X amount of time before and after the classes that you get chewed up to. So like, I've got over half your work week consumed with you fucking delivering the service. And you think you're going to also have time during the prime time, like what, to hit the road and go get apartment complexes on board and all? Do you know how many apartment complexes on board you need to fucking have in order to make a dent? Do you know how many times you have to do those? People go, I got an apartment complex. I'm like, it's not going to do shit. You know how many of those you have to do? It's a lot. It's a volume game. But we all think like it's like this goal, this Willy Wonka fucking ticket, the organic. Trust me, I built my business on the organic. It works. It works really well. But it is not a silver bullet. It is not you don't shoot it once. It's something that you have got to be hitting consistently over and over and over again. All right, that's all I got for right now, guys. If you're having a hard time, you're trying to comprehend where you need to go, organic versus paid versus whatever, shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk. We can hop on a call and take a look at it, and I'll give you a full and honest audit of what I see from a marketing perspective and put you in the right direction. Talk soon.